T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by Traeger, your full-service safety partner.
Congratulations. Your weekend has officially started if you're off work. And we've got the hottest news you need to know. And Clint, this is pretty big news coming out of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark on Friday that if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it could shut down for the season. Also saying this weekend is seen as a crucial juncture for the sport, both in terms of hoping for a limit of positive tests and in players abiding by protocols. Local health officials have been troubled by the lack of mask wearing, high fives, and spitting by the players. This is reported by Jeff Passan of ESPN. This is a big weekend for Major League Baseball. Wow.
Yeah, the spitting aspect of it I can understand. I mean, I've always been a big spitter, and it's subconscious. Like, I don't even think about it. It just happens. The mask wearing aspect of it, when the camera pans over to the dugout quite a few times, you see guys just strolling through the dugout with no mask on. The high-fiving aspect of it, I hadn't seen a whole hell of a lot of it, but when it's all said and done, man, I wonder how much of this is legitimately – now, I think it's all a major concern, obviously, but I wonder how much of it is a legitimate reaction to what's going on with the Miami Marlins and obviously the spike in positive tests there.
They now have 20.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wonder, you know, that's stemming from – what's believed to be a few guys left the hotel in Atlanta and essentially has brought it back to the damn near the entire team, over half of the team. I just wonder how much of the concern and the worry is based off of that incident, or is it as they watch video of game film, there's guys just blatantly not doing what they've been asked to do.
Well, yeah, I know one of the things that we've heard about, and we talked to McClain, last hour, but I've heard him speak about it, is there's supposed to have been a plan of there's supposed to be people spread out in the dugout. That was always supposed to be the plan. And in terms of, and we saw this happen when the Astros went and played the exhibition games in Kansas City, they were spread out like in the stands and using everything around to keep distances. And they're supposed to be wearing masks. That I've watched several games. That's not happening. Like that, the spitting thing, I get you, like you said. But they are. It doesn't seem like there are hard rules that they're saying we need to stick to. We need to stick to. And now, Clint, because they're so reactionary, they're making decisions now after stuff. Like, it shouldn't have just taken what happened with the Marlins to say, hey, when teams go out on the road, stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to keep it. Like, you can't. All right, you're not going to do a bubble, but do a bubble as best you can.
Yeah, stay your ass out of the streets, period. I mean, this is a deal show. I really believe this Rob Manfred, this announcement, I believe it originally stems from whether it's the truth or not. I think this is a statement that had to be made based off of what's going on in Miami. This is something that could save the damn NFL, Chief. I mean, this.
You think this helped? Because that's naturally where you have to go is to the NFL. They got to be looking at it.
Yeah, show. I mean, if behind closed doors they're looking at it and going, hey, yeah, man, 10 cats left the hotel. They got in the streets in one way, shape, or form in Atlanta. And ultimately, that ended up with canceled games, over half the team testing positive, positive tests in other organizations, which may or may not have stemmed from the streets in Atlanta when the Marlins players took the streets. But that in itself, if there is some validity to that show, and behind closed doors, Bill O'Brien's able to go in and go, hey, look, guys, this is what can happen if you just live life as it's 1999 and just go stroll through the streets. You
Thanks,
can't
Prince.
Do it. Yeah, Prince. You like that Prince?
Yeah, right? I did.
Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, it's just, this is a powerful learning moment for the NFL. It's unfortunate for Major League Baseball and the Miami Marlins, and they're going to have to deal with it, but it's a learning moment for the NFL.
It is just hard for me, Clint, to see. If Major League Baseball has to shut down, it is hard for me to see that's a positive for the NFL. Like, to me, if Major League Baseball has to shut down, I would look and think the NFL is this in trouble, because
now that I agree with.
We can't contain 30 nuts.
Yeah.
You got 80. You got 53 or 55 when the season starts. I think that's going to be a heavy, heavy amount of pressure for them to shut their season down. College, to God, please. Clint needs that gig.
Yeah, I need that one, baby. I need that one. They just keep hiring me and paying me good money for that deal there.
This is crazy.
Yeah, what? That's crazy.
I said, this is crazy.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant my
not college. You.
Okay,
no.
I got you. I mean, hey, but seriously, show, like, when I look at what Major League Baseball has done in controlling the coronavirus and the number of positive tests outside of the incident in Miami, in the fallout that they've done a pretty damn good job. So do you think that this happens, this Rob Manfred announcement happens if the Miami Marlins situation doesn't happen? Do you think it's really about mask and spitting, or do you think it's, hey, we got to make a statement because things are getting a little bit out of control?
I think it's all of it, because, man, it's one thing you could do just the Marlins, but now they had to cancel another game today because two more players tested positive in St. Louis.
So you see this as a legitimate, like, hey, y'all better get y'all stuff together.
Yeah, because now the Cardinals and the Brewers have now been added to teams that have been that they've had to miss games due to the virus. The Marlins, the Nationals, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Orioles. There's like nine teams now. The Blue Jays, they had to miss this week.
Homeless Blue Jays.
Yes, there's nine teams. You're almost now to 10 teams that have been affected by this, and the Marlins keep getting more cases by the day. So now you're adding. Now it's just like, okay, now it's the East Coast. Now the middle of the country hits it. You know, you get.
Yeah, but I guess my question behind that show is, how many of those incidences are proven? Are those positive results? How many of those can they prove is linked back to the Marlins or not? And how many of those numbers in other organizations are like, oh my God, it's just alarming? I think that's the way that Major League Baseball planned it all along, is they're clearly not going to take risk if somebody does test positive. They're not afraid to cancel a game. I just wonder how much of this entire, that you just mentioned, nine teams at this point, how many of those are directly related to what went on in Miami?
Well,
the Marlins?
I think all of the East Coast games are that this is new. The Brewers and the Cardinals haven't had any kind of contact with the Marlins or any of those other teams. My thing is, it's just getting hairy now when you're canceling. This is like the fifth or sixth series they've had to cancel. That's where you start to get some concern.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we got to hear from the two big executives for the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. And the big thing that's on people's minds with the Texans, and that is Deshaun Watson. When the deal will get signed, and will he be a Texan for a long time? This is Bill O'Brien and the latest in terms of his thoughts on the contract with Deshaun Watson.
Respectfully, I just, you know, we're not going to talk about contracts in the media, but, you know, we obviously have stated we have so much belief in Deshaun. We love Deshaun. We want him here for a long time, but, you know, we're not going to negotiate contracts or do anything like that through the media. We'll keep that between us and Deshaun's representatives.
Yeah, that's him, and it's no surprise on what he said, but we all believe this will get done, and I think there is a segment of fans who think, oh, God, Deshaun's going to leave the first chance he gets. I don't think that is the case. I don't look at what other players have done to make decisions for Deshaun Watson. I think he's going to be here, and I think he's going to be here for a very long time.
Yeah, I don't think the conversation is whether or not Deshaun Watson is a Texan. I don't think we're to that point yet where it's like, oh, well, it's like McClain talking about, like, well, ultimately you could keep him here for 2 years plus two more years and a franchise. I mean, that's not where this relationship is with Deshaun Watson. To me, it's they all parties want to be where they are. They want to move forward together. It's about when they get the contract done, what does the contract look like? And so I've told you a couple of times a day, man, I ain't strapping up the Texans' cleats and getting on the field unless I got me an extension. No. I've got $20 million left on my contract that I can earn over the next 2 years, and I position myself to have 100-plus guaranteed in my life. Yeah, man, I'm going to wait and get this deal done before. I don't look at that as quitting on their team. I don't look at that as anything but smart business when you're talking about a guy that's earned $11 million to this point in his career.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I the one thing that I would encourage Texans fans, don't look at what happened and how Patrick Mahomes' dealing went and think to yourself, oh, Deshaun Watson doesn't have that, so that means he doesn't want to be here. Each situation is different.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight, Clint, the Rockets and the Mavericks. The Rockets' quest to start a run at a championship starts tonight. Houston and Dallas, there's always a natural rivalry there. 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Eric Gordon is out, obviously, looking at maybe 2 weeks for him. But the Rockets are back, and the NBA is back here in Houston.
I believe this is – I've said it from the jump. I think the Rockets are the most anticipated team on the slate. I mean, across the board. I think when you – obviously, LeBron is interesting. Obviously, the Greek Freak in Milwaukee, he's interesting. I mean, there's the Clippers, he's interesting. There's players out there that – I mean, you were just over there making sound effects of Ja Morant with the two-hand stuff. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Zion with the Pelicans, that are very interesting, and people look forward to seeing them play. But I got to think from your most experienced NBA fans to your casual folks that just are watching because nothing else is on TV, the Rockets, the small ball, the Harden-Westbrook dynamic, that is interesting across the board, man. They've got to be one of the more anticipated teams in the NBA, and I would rank them as number one in terms of everybody's got to see what the Rockets have because nobody knows what the hell they're going to look like.
I think Rockets fans should be excited. Last night, real quick, before I get to this point, last night, how did you enjoy the viewing experience? The NBA was back last night with a doubleheader, the Jazz and the Pelicans and the Lakers and Clippers. I didn't feel like I wasn't watching something without fans.
I think they've done a hell of a job. Yeah. You and I talked earlier about the screens where they're zooming fans in. So not only have you shrunk the arena to a point where it doesn't look like they're playing in an empty arena, but you've added technology to where people are literally live. People are moving and shaking in the stands. You can open that up to just, I don't know how they did it last night because it was the Clippers and the Lakers, but you could open it up to say if Houston's the home team tonight, all of those seats those Zoom cameras could be filled with Rockets fans, Rockets red. Yeah. I think that's a really, really cool touch to what
they're
doing. It was
awesome. I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, there was still emotion from players. It didn't seem like they lacked emotion weren't fans there. There's one thing, though, if I'm a Rockets fan and I watched the Lakers and Clippers last night, I'm not intimidated by those teams. You know, you'll see exactly what you get. Like you said, you're not sure exactly what you get from the Rockets, but I'm not intimidated by the Lakers and Clippers. I felt better after watching those two. All right, coming up, man, there's a story here breaking in the NFL about how they're looking at handling COVID-19 and what they want to do and everything. Everything is on the table. Wait till you hear what they're talking about. We'll get into that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the show.
A lot going on here. And I just want to jump into it because we've talked about this. This is coming out from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. The NFL's chief medical officer says all options are on the table, including a localized bubble that would keep all players and coaches and staff in one location at all times. This is for the NFL. The NFL, as we're just seeing, baseball is in real problems. Their commissioner's talking about potentially shutting down the sport if they can't get a control of things over the weekend. But the NFL is talking about potentially having it would be difficult for players in the story from Florida. It'd be difficult for players to leave their families and live in a hotel indefinitely, and it would likely require further negotiations from the NFL Players Association. But it is something that they're seriously looking at.
Yeah, I mean, this. I don't know why they wouldn't at least entertain it, Show. I mean, we talked about it multiple times, at least for a short period of time. I mean, at least, look, we've watched the SEC yesterday. They announced they're pushing back opening games from, what, September, or first week of September to the third week of September?
Yeah, September 26th.
So they're pushing it back. Yeah, they're pushing them back roughly 3 weeks, so to speak, or 20 days, something like that. So, And one of the reasons they did that was so that they could keep an eye on what's going on and buy a little bit of time to figure out how they want to handle COVID-19. If you look at the NFL, you've already canceled preseason games, so you bought yourself at least a month there. Why would you not put these guys in a bubble, coaches, trainers, strength staff, put them in a bubble, much like several organizations know precisely how to do with training camp, put them in that bubble and at the very least buy yourself some time. If it's working, keep on rolling. If for some reason that you feel the need, the players feel the need, there can be an ongoing dialogue between the league and the players, between the coaches and the players, and if for some reason it's you can't go beyond, say, 6 weeks or 8 weeks total, then you adjust accordingly. But I just don't know why you wouldn't at the very least entertain it, discuss it, and at the very least do it for training camp. Teams already do it. Why wouldn't you in 2020 with COVID-19?
If you're just joining us, NFL, this is coming from Mike Florio, a Pro Football Talk on NBC. The NFL's chief medical officer says all options are on the table, including localized bubble that would keep players and coaches and staff in one location, one hotel. And you have to look at Major League Baseball, and you have to look at the NBA, and you have to look at the National Hockey League and the MLS and see how those different leagues are handling things, and you see how the MLB is having things get out of control, and we see, man, the NBA's in a bubble, and they don't have any positive tests even for a guy who slips out and goes to Magic City.
Yeah.
They don't have any positive tests. The NHL, I think they've had two positive tests from all of their players, and they're about to start up their playoffs. MLS has done pretty good out after they got Dallas out of there. Like, this is something you have to look at if you're the NFL, and you say, man, to just accept, which a lot of people were saying, I think I said it too, we said it, to just accept and say, oh, it's too many players, we can't put in a bubble. Well, hell, let's go, we could try something.
Yeah, that ain't the answer.
Because you said it. You've said it before. Your time when you play for the Cowboys, like, you were in a bubble in training camp.
I don't know how you could put them in a team in more of a bubble. Literally, I didn't even think about it until you and I's conversation yesterday, earlier this week, was, I mean, we were in a bubble, man. There were fences attached to the dorm room, the dorm building, where you exit, a fence on both sides with a walkway all the way to the cafeteria, to the weight room, to the field, to the locker room. Now, that was obviously to keep the fans out, but in this point in time, it would be to keep the players in and obviously keep the players and fans from being able to interact. But it's possible. It's very, very doable. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, man, I think they should do it for 4 months. That'd be a tough one to swallow there. But to just totally go, nah, we can't do it, and not entertain doing it for a short period of time, to say the least, would be absolutely crazy. And I'm doubling down on the fact that
I feel like they got to do it now. I feel like they've got to at least
I don't know
some way minimized.
I don't know how you look at the NBA bubble and you go, okay, they are literally not giving these guys the option of breaking the rules and getting exposed outside the bubble. And I don't know how you can look at that and then look at what Major League Baseball is doing right now and how the freedom essentially has allowed players and allowed the league to really have a problem. I don't know how the NFL doesn't view both and go, we got to do everything we can to get as close to what the NBA is doing as possible. Now, you got to travel, right? You got to travel, but you can create 32 bubbles around the country, and that include their facilities, the nearest hotel, and you can make that happen if need be. It makes zero sense not to attempt to.
Clinton, if you're just joining us once again, Mike Florio, who wrote this story here for NBC Pro Football Talk, said NFL's chief medical officer says all options are on the table, including localized bubble that would keep all players, coaches, and staff in one location in hotels, and Tyler's working his ass off. Florio said he'll join us on Monday to discuss this and to go into depth with this. Like, one of the things that I am going to pose to him that I want to know is, yes, this to me seems like the best option to figure out some kind of way, because Major League Baseball, they didn't do any kind of bubble. They didn't do no bubble when their teams were on the road.
They didn't do anything. They played exhibition games.
They didn't do any kind of bubble. They didn't keep them on the road in hotels.
They left it up to Miami to make the decision with positive test in-house to go ahead and play.
And in, what was it, 7 days? Last Thursday is when baseball started up. We're sitting here with nine teams that have missed games.
Right.
Mm. In a seven-day span. Yeah. You got to look at this, and you got to say this. And the number one thing that I could see as a problem, Clint, is will the players sign off on this? That, to me, is the hurdle that I can't wait to hear Florio's thoughts on when he joins us Monday about this, is will the players sign off on this? And, Clint, as a former player, in my mind, I would think the thought of concern of health, watching those baseball players saying, what the hell's going on? And concern of, oh, I'm just going to be trapped away from my family and people for this length of a time. That to me could be a problem.
Well, I'm going to double down on the fact that I told you earlier this week, I was five years in training camp and then two more years in Arena League training camp. In the middle of that, two different years in NFL Europe training camp. So, I mean, I went through about 10 or 11 training camps, and I never had one conversation or overheard a conversation of guys talking about, man, I can't wait till this camp's over. I got to get back to my family. I'm just missing it. I don't doubt that players miss their family. I don't doubt that one bit. But I think players are conditioned to understand that if you're going to be a professional athlete, part of it is you're going to be away from your family. And when you got to make difficult decisions like this, ultimately – you want to play, you got to provide for your family, and sometimes you got to make tough decisions. To me, this is a no-brainer. That whether it can happen or not, I don't believe.
You got to at least try.
I just don't believe it's going to hinge on the players willing to do it. I mean, I think if you went to them and said, hey, 6 months, we're locking y'all up, you'd have a hard time guys not going, hey,
well,
look,
they got to sign off on it, right? Don't they?
Well, yeah. The NFLPA will definitely have to sign off on it, I would imagine. But my point is I don't think it's going to be extreme to where it's like 6 months of being away from your family, but I don't think that it's going to be the players signing off on a 6 or 8 week bubble type of structure that they would live in for 6 to 8 weeks. I don't think the players would hesitate to sign it. Now, if health's a problem, if the health risk is a problem, the bubble don't matter. Yeah. The risk is going to be through the roof in the game of football when you're bleeding, you're sweating, you're crying, you're spitting all over each other. I mean, that contact is going to be there. I just disagree, Show, from a standpoint of I just don't think it's going to be that hard to get guys to sign. Hell, I saw Seth Payne this morning said he'd love to go to a 6 week training camp and stay in a bubble and get a bunch of reading in.
Some reading in, huh? All right, let's hear from you, 713-572-4610. Are you concerned? Hell, I think you at least ought to be concerned about the Astros season. Are you concerned about baseball and football happening in this country and potentially not seeing the Texans and the Astros. I'm not trying to scare you, but I mean, it's on the table. I at least like that the NFL is taking steps and trying to say, we got to figure out something, because Major League Baseball seems to be in a really, really rough place. We'll get into all of that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Lineups coming up as we get out of here. But there are two dueling developing stories happening in Major League Baseball and the National Football League. 713-57.
Did we mention sports are back?
Yeah, sports is back. The Rockets are going tonight, but these are some big stories happening.
At 713-572-416. I picked a bad time to interrupt.
That's right,
you.
Man. Jumped in right there. You can chime in on your thoughts on this. Here are the latest. Let's go with Major League Baseball. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Players Association executive Tony Clark on Friday that if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it will shut the season down. This weekend is seen as a crucial juncture in the sport, both in terms of hoping for a limited amount of tests and players abiding by protocols. Local health officials have been troubled by the lack of mask wearing, high-fiving, spitting by players, and they're trying to implement things like on the road, players need to be confined to their hotel rooms. Now, after everything that happened with the Marlins, it has been rumored that there have been players out in Atlanta, out on the town and just having a blast. So they're trying to implement things, but the season could be in trouble for Major League Baseball. If Rob Manfred is saying this and this is becoming public, there have been conversations, and this is a real issue that I would take seriously.
Yeah, I think the season's in jeopardy, obviously. I do wonder, though, Sho, how much of this is, hey, what's going on in Miami is scaring folks, and there's major concern, and a statement needs to be made. And so it really is a response to what's going on with the Miami Marlins. Or is it really a concern of spitting, high-fiving, the social distancing aspect of things? Not to minimize any of it at all, Sho, but it's hard for me to believe that Major League Baseball cranked up, allowed exhibition games, and didn't anticipate several positive tests, not to the degree that's going on in Miami, but several positive tests and several canceled games. And games having to be rescheduled with possibly multiple organizations, which is what's going on. It's hard for me to believe, outside of what's going on in Miami, that Major League Baseball didn't see everything else as a highly likely, right? I mean, am I missing something here with that?
I guess I could say that. Just now they're seeing how much one team can affect so many others, and that, like, the Marlins have now affected the entire East Coast, basically, in terms of games, missed games, and things of that nature.
Sure.
And now I think where it became a different thing was now we've jumped in the Cardinals and the Brewers. Now the Cardinals and the Brewers game has to be canceled because two members of the Cardinals tested positive. And now when you – like, Clint, I think it's been a leadership issue from the jump. And I know I pick on Rob Manfred a lot, but, like, it is clear to me – I think they've done a pretty good job now – but your lack of leadership allowed for Marlins to happen. Like, I think they've done a pretty good job and expected some tests, but your lack of leadership of just letting teams fly to different cities to have exhibition games, which is silly to me.
Well, but, I mean, Sho, everybody else has done it, and there's not been a major outbreak like that. I mean, how much of that is on Manfred, and how much of it is on Marlins' poor management?
No, I think it's on Marlins' poor management, but I think Manfred at the top allowed it to happen. Like, what? Like, it just dawned on you now that the Marlins would screw up, that you would put some sort of a bubble or some sort of confinement to hotel rooms on players? Like, that should, like, to me, that should have been implemented anyway. When you go on the road and you, like, you shouldn't be going out. Like, you go on the road.
So you don't think the Marlins players essentially defied authority? Like, you don't think they were being told, like, hey man, y'all need to stay in the hotel?
But it wasn't set in stone. Like, maybe some of the Marlins the coaches, but it wasn't set in stone from the top. Like, they're not, like, some people are wearing masks, some people are not, some people are socially distancing in the dugout, some people are not. Look at the NBA, Clint.
Yeah.
How do they have the people set up when they're sitting? Nobody is sitting. They are, it's a point. And every game you watch, there is space between everybody. They do interviews 9 feet apart from each other. It looks like you're fishing the mic out there at the guy. But everything that Adam Silver is implementing for each team, they are doing, sure. Like, you know what it is.
Right.
And each team, you can see it from Major League Baseball. You go watch games. Some people are doing something. Some people are not. Like,
Well, yeah, no, look, there's no doubt about it. You compare it to the NBA, there's no doubt they're setting the bar and they're setting that sucker really high. I mean, there's no doubt what they're doing is flawless, has been flawless to this point. I just wonder how much of it show is...
I think his leadership allowed for the Marlins to happen.
Really?
I think him not coming down and being... Like, this is how it has to be done. You're in the dugout. We're gonna use distance. Whether that means some of you are sitting up in the stands, whatever. We're going to distance, and we're going to have masks. Like, we're going to do
those
things.
Rules are in place. They just may not be abiding by them the way they're supposed to.
But I think that's a part of it. Those rules are in place for the NBA, and every one of them jokers are abiding by it. Like, I think his lack of this, and then, like, the on-the-road thing, that allowed, like, that has to be a rule. That should not have been something that we've come up with now that the Marlins has 17
See,
guys.
I can't believe that the organizations aren't more on top of that. I can't believe that the spitting stuff is different. I mean, that's one of them deals where you just
not ready to do that, then we shouldn't be playing.
But, since this whole thing started and masks became a thing, show, there's been two times. I walked into a Stop and Go, a convenience store yesterday, got all the way to the water cooler and was like, damn it, I forgot my mask. Like, I'm in the store, so I just pulled my half zip up over my mouth.
Yeah.
I got out this morning and was going to go into a store, and right, I grabbed the door and was like, damn, went back and put my mask on. Like, you can't tell me that those guys in 7 days are already going to hell with this mask, and the whole time the organizations – managers, the authority figures that are responsible for that aren't going, hey, put your mask on, man. Like, at some point, it's got to fall on the guys that are with each team every single day. I mean, we're talking about leaving the hotel and wearing a mask and not high fiving. How in the hell can Rob Manfred? I mean, how is he supposed to? I mean, how's he supposed to police all that?
But I think it starts from the top. I think it starts from the top in terms of how much they take your leadership serious. And
that's a problem with everything.
But I'm just saying that it starts from the top. I cannot help to look of what the NBA is doing and what the NFL will do. And you'll see when the NFL season starts, they will abide by what the rules are every step of the way, because their leadership from the top pushes it down. So Goodell then comes down to the teams who look at Goodell and trust what he's saying, and they counter and act the way that they should to implement rules on down from the coaches, everything down. In baseball, there's not that feel of, it's obvious. It's apparent. There's not that feel of, hey, guys, you got to abide by this because – it's a serious thing. If that would have happened, I believe in the NBA, you start seeing some people just say to hell with the things that the NBA has put in, I think we would have some real problems with Adam Silver.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I can't push all that on Rob. I mean, if we're going to push it to Rob, then it's got to be pushed to the NFL, the Major League Baseball, Tony Clark as well.
Sure.
Like, if the authority figures in the league. I agree with you that Rob Manfred's leadership is a problem. I'm not bucking that point at all. I ain't never going to shake my mouth to argue that. But my deal is, we're all grown men, man. At some point in time, I mean, these are grown men that their teammates are opting out of the season because of the risk. Like, at some point in time, the simple things got to be done savagely well. I mean, you're a professional athlete. Put the damn mask on. sit where you're supposed to sit. It's not that hard. We're going to push blame to Rob Manfred, it's got to be pushed to Tony Clark. He's the mouthpiece for the players. If the players ain't acting right, damn it, he's got to get some of it.
They all get blame. But at the end of it, I think the leadership at the top is the thing that kind of sets the stage and the standard of how you should follow those things.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I was Dusty Baker and I was managing the Astros, and I was told by the above guys that, hey, man, look, you got to sit in the right spot. You got to wear – my guys would sit in the right spot and wear a mask, period.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, yes, you're right. Now, 8 days in, now Rob has to threaten the season being over
right
with it to get you, when that should have been from the jump. And vice versa, when you see their leadership, now we look at what's happening with the NFL, Clint. And the NFL, they're now trying to make serious arrangements to make sure they don't have the possibility of losing their season.
Yeah.
Right? We see here the NFL, this is from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, saying the NFL's chief medical officer says all options are on the table, including a localized bubble that would keep all players and coaches and staff in one location, in hotels, and that they will be in those spaces to minimize positive tests. Like, and they'll follow it.
Yeah.
And they'll follow it if that gets put in place. But you see the leadership before their season starts and before their training camp, this is what they're talking about trying to implement. Before Rob's training camp, they're arguing about money.
Well, that your point of it's clear they're not on one accord, it's clear. That, I mean, I get it. I get your point. I just, gosh dang it, man. If you're grown men, police yourself, man. You got a manager right there. Get your team in check and make sure that the masks are on and they're sitting where they're supposed to be and they're abiding by whatever protocols out there. The NFL thing, show, it's a no-brainer, man. I mean, the more we talk about it, it's like, it's just a no. Look over at Kirby. I don't know what the name of that big hotel is, but I remember leaving. I know there is a hotel that is attached to the parking lot of NRG Stadium. Hell, I think there's one on both ends. I think there's one. The one on the south end is across Kirby on the corner of Kirby and 610. The one on the north end is – I remember walking through the parking lot from the rodeo, I believe, over to a hotel bar to have drinks. There is a hotel attached.
Yeah, they can make it happen.
Hey, you got – rope that joker up, put some –
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.